The spending results are in for BC's 2022 municipal election, detailing a frugal campaign in the sea to sky. According to financial disclosure statements posted by Elections BC, Whistler's three mayoral candidates, Jack Crompton, Marcus Culver and Brian Walker, all spent and received no money during the October election. Crompton won with a significant majority, taking 67% of the votes. The mayoral candidates were permitted to spend up to $15,031 on the campaign. Regarding the race for Whistler's municipal council, the candidates spent fairly frugally, but significantly more than their mayoral counterparts. The race for Whistler's six council seats was hotly contested, as two incumbents decided not to run for re-election, opening up the field for candidates with less name recognition. Of the council candidates, businessman Brendan Ladner spent the most on his campaign, spending twice as much as his nearest competitor. Ladner spent $5,180.15 and received 1,004 votes in his unsuccessful run, a little under 600 votes short of winning a seat. Ladner's campaign was notable for being run almost entirely off the back of his e-bike, and for being the first campaign to set up signs in Whistler, which sparked several other candidates to follow suit. Ralph Forsyth spent the second most, at $2,718, winning re-election with 1,639 votes. Sarah Rush spent $2,226, earning 465 votes, followed by Kathy Jewett, $1,915, 2,262 votes, Jen Ford, $1,266, 2,198 votes, and Curtis Lapidat, $1,418, 562 votes. First-time candidate Jesse Morden spent $1,249, earning 1,612 votes in her successful council bid, while the other non-incumbent elected to council for the first time, Jeff Merle, spent $818 and received 1,589 votes. The remaining candidates' spending varied wildly. Rhonda Milliken spent $1,075, 628 votes. Don Titus spent $763, 918 votes. Gabriel Pliska spent $197, 363 votes. And Gordon Jeffrey spent $45, 412 votes. Arthur DeYoung, re-elected to a second term, Melinda Lopez, Tina Pashamati James, and Anthony Butt, who bowed out after the writ dropped and could not remove his name from the candidate list, spent $0 on their campaigns. The candidates received 2,179, 663, 426 and 0 votes, respectively. In total, Whistler's candidates received $17,950 and 69 cents in donations and spent $19,291 and 92 cents. Pemberton. Up in Pemberton, the mayoral candidates spent significantly more than their Whistler counterparts as a fierce three-way race kicked off in the rapidly growing village in Spud Valley. Mayoral candidates accounted for 87%, $5,085 of $5,779, of the total spent in the local election. The lion's share of the spending came from former Pemberton councillor and Pemberton Valley Lodge owner David McKenzie. McKenzie spent $3,254 in his unsuccessful bid, earning 303 votes. Chadia Buhalka was next, spending $1,135 en route to 34 votes. Mayor Mike Richman spent the least and gained the most votes in his re-election bid, spending $696 and receiving 543 votes. The top spender in the race for Pemberton's four council seats was first-time candidate Laura Ramsden, spending $380, 559 votes, followed by Jenny Helmer, $289, 748 votes. Incumbent councillor Ted Craddock spent $25 in his successful bid for re-election, taking 567 votes, while newcom Katrina Nightingale spent $0 and earned 587 votes. School District 48. The local school trustee election saw little spending. Only three of the 11 candidates across School District 48 spent any money on the campaign. Margot Vaughn in Area C, who spent $323 in her unsuccessful challenge of longtime trustee Rebecca Barley, Whistler trustee Cynthia Higgins, who won re-election with 1,527 votes, and spent $40, and April Lowe of Squamish, who spent $231, and was elected by acclamation. Squamish-Lillooet Regional District. The four Squamish-Lillooet Regional District electoral area candidates spent $0 due to all four directors being acclaimed, requiring no campaign.